is a celery die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like? It's Friday, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for the best of Sell or Die.
The best nuggets of sales wisdom every week, all in one place.
A sales refresher.
I feel refreshed.
I can tell. And if you want to go back and listen to the full episodes, we've made it easy. There are links to each of the episodes right in the show notes.
If you love the podcast, if you're a true seller diehard, and you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet...
What are you waiting for?
Seriously, Friday is the best day to do it. It helps us so that we can help you.
It's time for the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme, sales grade A red meat. It's time
to sell or die. Please help me welcome Lauren. So thinking back to that, what are the first things that people need to come up with and think through when they're creating their own financial plan?
What are their goals? What are their goals and what do they have and what do they spend? Because you and I, Jennifer, can make the same amount of money. If you're spending tenfold what I'm spending, I'm saving more, right? Like, right. And that's an offline conversation.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because it might be 11-fold if I ever looked at the numbers.
So, Jeffrey, I can hire you and you can hire me. Maybe the fees net himself out and we can... Then we can see from there.
Hey, I'm a saver.
Yeah.
I don't buy anything.
Yeah. No, of course not.
All right. So what are your goals? Let's hear that again. What are your goals?
So where are you now, right? So we need to know, age, occupation, income. What do you have and where you want to be? So where do you want to, are you looking in retirement mode? Are you looking at bar and bat mitzvah? Are you looking at weddings? Are you looking at buying a house? So it's all about where your goals are. And then we get into how are we going to get there? Mm-hmm. What do we need to do? What do we need to invest in to get you?
Hang on a second. How does that differ from any other financial planner who's pretty much going to do the same thing?
We do much more in-depth financial planning. I will say that we want to know if you have an insurance policy on your boat, we want to know what it is, your cars, your collectibles. And it's customized. And then we make sure, by the way, if you're talking about titling of assets, if you have revocable living trusts, your assets are then titled in your revocable living trust. You can have the best laid out plan. If your life is not following that plan, then it just doesn't work. It's a whole process. We work with your CPA, we work with your trust and estate attorney, and we work on your investments.
So it sounds like for these people, you're corralling a group of their most trusted advisors.
Yes. So we are very holistic. We work very well with their trusted advisors.
That's cool.
To get a life plan, holistic planning for them, not just, oh, hey, should I buy Facebook? And what do you think of Microsoft?
Uh-huh.
It's much greater than that. So a lot of financial planners want to, you know, I looked at one last week for a prospect. I'm not going to say the company. They
come
didn't
on,
know.
What does it rhyme with?
Right.
Come on, tell me.
Right, so I just lost my train of thought. So they didn't know much about this, you know, they didn't know much about the prospect. He made $200,000 a year. He had $1.5 million in a SEP. And this company made a really great financial plan for them. And they should be in a balanced portfolio, 60-40. That's great. They don't know anything about him. He didn't even know his real income. Yeah. So wow. A lot of these people think, oh yeah, you know, this is financial planning. It's all very on the surface. They have a model. All the companies have their model. They plug in some numbers and data, and there's data output.
Right. So
control the input and the output.
So you're going to differentiate by adding the human element, number one.
Yes.
And number two, you're going to customize your
yes.
response based on not just what they have, but their lifestyle.
Mm. Very important. The lifestyle is very important.
Right. Yeah. I'm used to a lifestyle.
Yes.
Jen's used to a lifestyle. I don't want to curtail my lifestyle based on the fact that you can only get me 12 grand a year. I want 52 grand a year.
Right. We could very well tell you, you know what, Jeffrey? You're going to have to work another 5 to 7 years in order to keep up your lifestyle.
You're going to be working a lot longer than that, honey.
Right. So some people don't love our response. It's really an interesting moment
right.
we have
wow.
with them.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Because we have to tell them, yes, you can't rely on the markets too much because they go up and down.
Say hello to the great Vince Beese.
I don't know about you guys, but I have a problem when there's a lack of urgency. Mm. It really bothers me. And I don't even think it's a generational thing. I think it's just a personality thing. Either you have a sense of urgency or you don't. And what I'm not talking about is you didn't send that email fast enough. What I'm talking about when critical matters or things happen, how do you react to that and how do you respond to that? You have to have the appropriate response and situations, right? And by the way, that also translates to your customer about how much you care about them and their business. So urgency to me is a ginormous one. The next one to follow that up is really tied to that is hustle. Hustle is not a skill. It's either you have it or you want it or you want mm-hmm. to do it or you don't. And bestsellers hustle. They have a sense of urgency, a clock ticking, and they hustle. And at the end of the day, you know that time is not on our side. Time is our enemy. Every day, every minute, every hour, we don't get the deal done. Guess what? They're talking to somebody else. Something else is happening.
Yeah.
And that is why I protest the side hustle. Because you divert yourself away from your prime hustle because you're hustling to get to your other hustle.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hustle.
Yeah. So what do you think about that process and how it diverts your attention?
I don't know about you guys. Everyone talks about time management. I don't have enough time. And you know what I say? I say you suck at time management.
Right.
Don't you have enough time?
Right.
What are you doing from 8 to 12? Don't give me that shit. You don't have enough time. You have plenty of time. It's where you focus your time.
That's right.
Well, I do four different things. And during the course of a day or a week, I figure out where to put every one of those things in place from a priority standpoint. So it's about what's important to you and stop focusing on the bullshit and focus on what really matters.
Hey, everybody, it's Motivation Monday. Napoleon Hill says, a vacation reasonable in length, sane and intelligent in its use, is the most profitable part of your working year, adding years to your life and efficiency to the hardworking days. In other words, it's not just R&R, rest and relaxation. It's get your mind in gear and use that period of time where you're not being beat upon for something that's, quote, urgent so that you can get to what is important in your life and start to clearly think about it and take notes. You're already bringing your computer along with you. You have your smartphone. Text yourself every idea that you get. And don't fail to record those things the minute that they occur, or you'll lose them forever.
So when I was going through the book,
yeah,
this was one of those quotes that I literally retyped on my phone. I'm like, Jeffrey, you got to read this one. Because I was so excited about it, because I can totally relate to it. The minute my meetings shut off and my brain goes in vacation mode and it's more relaxed,
yeah,
is when I get some of the best ideas.
I totally agree.
So I think it even says, like, the brain, does it say the brain never gets idle or something like
Here
that?
Here we go. I'll give you the rest of the
book. There's more.
Do not, however, imagine that a reasonable vacation means a vacation free from thought. The brain never gets tired. Now, come on. This is 100-year-old advice that if you don't take this advice today, I'm coming to your house personally and kicking you in the groin. And that's final.
Yes, Doug.
Something that I've really been working on past...
Doug just raised his hand.
he wanted to chime in. He needed to know.
That's radio. You know, I was signaling to you to toss to me.
Right.
I got it.
But we pulled back the curtain there. That's good.
There we go.
So something that I've been working on the past few weeks, and it goes right along with this, is separating, clearly delineating my leisure time from my productive work time. Because I found that those two areas, especially on the weekend, were starting to blend, and it's like bad sleep.
Yes. I wasn't like plain sleep.
Right. I wasn't having fun leisure time, and I wasn't having productive work time. So I said, okay, I'm going to separate these two so that I'm rested, ready for the next week, but I'm also getting some things done.
Love that.
Let's talk about it in the real world. We celebrated Jennifer's birthday with a team dinner on Friday night, and then went out to this place called Howl at the Moon, which I was thoroughly impressed by. I'd never been there before.
There was less howling than I thought there was.
I know, yeah, there was.
There was but a there piano was bar.
A lot of mooning.
It was a lot of, it was a lot of fun.
But it brought the team together.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun time where everyone kind of hung out, had a few beers. I will confess, I did not. I could have. But I chose, my fourth beer is still waiting for me somewhere between.
Jeffrey has four beers a year.
It might be in Fiji.
It could be. I could go for a beer in Fiji.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it too. But you never know.
They're not known for their beer, are they?
No, they're known for their water.
I know.
It's like Fiji water.
I love Fiji water.
Yeah, well, we'll see if they serve it on the airplane. That's like the key there.
Well, it's Fiji Airlines, you would
like,
hope.
Like, hello, right. And if anyone has a couple of upgrades on Fiji Airlines, please.
Yeah, if you give them to us,
oh,
we would be so grateful.
Oh, my God. So anyway, that's the challenge that you have right now. Your brain's awake, and I'm challenging you to use it, because now with this rest time, you're going to have more fertile time to think about yourself and what it is that you're hoping to achieve, not just in this coming year, but in your lifetime. You're going to get lifetime ideas now. Grab them.
So the key is to be in that relaxed state, to be in that mental mode where you're ready to take in new ideas. And as woo as it sounds, it may mean you need to start your day with meditation. It may mean you need to take more time to really get your mind and your brain ready so that you can begin to release those ideas.
Let me enunciate. That's meditation, not medication.
Meditation. Meditation.
Right. Thank you for the ding.
I'm a fan of Headspace.
Thank you for the ding.
I love Andy. Jeffrey does not like Andy, but whatever meditation you use will work. There's one called Breathe that's really good. And if you have the Apple Watch, they have an Apple app. That's pretty cool.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher. And come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.